Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. It's great to have you as we begin another week. Recently on God Is, Jesus has been teaching us about God as we walk alongside him in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. We have learned that God is merciful. Beginning today, let's learn together that God is our confidence. God is our confidence. I want to use today and tomorrow to say some introductory things about confidence in the lives of each one of us, and there are two things I want to tell you up front. First, I want to define the word confidence. When I say that God makes us confident, what do I actually mean? As always, I think it's crucial to define our terms. To me, confidence means one thing, but to you it may mean quite another. And so how might I define the word confidence? Here now is what I mean by it. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. What makes me confident is reliance on Jesus. Or I draw my confidence not from within myself, but I draw my confidence from Christ. So that first, I define confidence this way. Confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. And you will see what I mean the further along we go. Most people, even Christians, when they think of confidence, they are really thinking about self-confidence. That is, there is something that I can change, or some things that I can change about myself that will make me, that will transform me into being a more self-confident person. And you can spend serious money buying books, going to seminars, and subscribing to websites, and on, trying to be a more self-confident individual. But that is not how the Bible says we gain confidence. So as we begin to talk about how you can be more confident, I'll tell you at the beginning that this is not a self-help seminar. I do not believe in self-help, but I do very much believe in receiving Christ's help. And that is why I define confidence as reliance on Jesus Christ. When I was a young man, a boy, growing up in the United States, in Massachusetts, I was severely lacking in confidence. Nervous by nature, shy, and cautious about showing my true self to my peers, I started off in school confidence deficient. It did not help that through those years in elementary school, I was not well served by certain teachers. I've told you about one of them before, my math teacher. But there were others. But I do not blame only my teachers. There were other reasons why my spirit was deficient in a certain kind of dash that other kids had. Some of that had to do with the environment that I was growing up in. And when I began to get older, say into junior high school, a lack of coaching or mentorship from people who were older than me and could kind of take me under their wing did not help. All boys need, in particular, men, fathers, uncles, teachers, sports coaches, social workers, youth pastors, whoever, to strengthen them, encourage them, and teach them how to become a man who is confident. Without that, I wilted in front of my peers. I lived with self-doubt, worry, fear, and a total lack of confidence. But then something radical happened to me. Jesus Christ pursued me and consumed me, and I bowed down to his lordship and mastery over my young life. God gave me the gift of his grace and implanted in my heart the gift of faith that I then used to invest in Jesus himself. We are fond of saying, I became a Christian. The reality is, I didn't do anything except receive the gift of God's grace for me. God transformed me by his initiative into a follower of Jesus. And when that happened, do you know what else happened? God was the source of my confidence. God was the source of my salvation, my rescue, my deliverance from sin. And with that glorious redemption also came the gift of confidence. And what I have learned since is that this is what God does for everyone who has put his or her faith in Jesus Christ. God gives his confidence to Christians through Christ. Christians are to be the most confident people in the whole wide world because our confidence does not come from within ourselves, but our confidence comes from Jesus Christ. That's why I said confidence is reliance on Jesus Christ. Which brings me to my second point. If you're within the sound of my voice and you do not yet have faith in Jesus, then you are not going to find God to be the source of your confidence. Instead, all that your confidence is, or all that the confidence you're seeking will become, is pride. Pride. And so my second point is that by confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really only pride. The Bible says that God is opposed to the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That's found in the book of Proverbs, 1 Peter, and James. Repeatedly, the Bible warns all of us against being prideful. Here now is a sampling of all the warnings God gives us against being puffed up with pride. Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. You've probably heard this summarized, even popularized as, "Pride comes before the fall." But here's what the actual text of Scripture says. "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before stumbling. It is better to be humble in spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud." That was Proverbs chapter 16, verses 18 and 19. And Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 23 echoes this. "A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor." A man's pride will bring him low, but a humble spirit will obtain honor. Proverbs 29:23. Actually, God hates pride. God hates pride. Listen to what God says in Proverbs chapter 8 and verse 13. This is Proverbs 8, verse 13. "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogance, and the evil way and the perverted mouth I hate." Pride, God hates it. And so God is never filling the person with pride. Just the opposite. God empties people of pride as sin. Listen closely to Romans chapter 12 and verse 16. Now in the New Testament, Romans 12, 16, "Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, or do not be prideful in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation." God urges us to abandon pride for humility. As we repent of the sin of pride, we will exchange pride for humility. We will not consider ourselves wise in our own estimation. We think of ourselves as low, not high. We think of ourselves last, not first. We put others before us, and we come far, far behind them. And I would be remiss if I left out another passage in the Proverbs. These are the Proverbs, rich in wisdom for us today, and this is now Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 5. "Everyone who is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Assuredly, he will not be unpunished." Proverbs 16, 5. And abomination there means what God hates or what God detests. So God hates and God detests pride. And I say all of this to say that when I talk about confidence, I obviously do not mean pride. I'm not talking with you about self-confidence. I'm talking about God-confidence, the confidence that God gives to believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, because believers in Christ now have the presence of God living in us through the Holy Spirit of God. And the Spirit makes us a confident people. God is our confidence. He is the source of our confidence, and he gives us this confidence through his son, Jesus Christ, and in the presence, the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Now that raises, for those of you who are not yet Christians, a question. Is this series for you? Should you continue to listen to God Is? And my honest answer is yes. Yes, this series is for you, and I invite you to be with us here every Monday through Friday at this same time, or grab the podcast from godisministry.org. You're always welcome here. What will you get out of this? I think it's that you will understand the only real and genuine way to be a confident person. So definitely, yes, this will be for you. But I like to shoot straight and be honest. This is not for you if you think of our time together as a self-help workshop that's going to teach you how to rely on yourself for confidence. My first point is to define confidence, and I define confidence as reliance on Jesus Christ. And my second point is that by confidence, I do not mean self-confidence, which is really only pride. As long as you understand where I'm coming from and that the Bible will be the source of what I talk about here every day, then I think you really ought to come along and always be with us. And on that note, I see our time is coming to an end for today, but when you come back tomorrow, we will continue to learn that God is our confidence as I continue with some introductory comments. We shall soon go to Jesus in the Gospels, and Jesus is going to be our guide again for this brand new series. And since we're just beginning to learn that God is our confidence, why don't you invite someone who is low in confidence to be with us? Give them a call or send them a text and invite them to tune in with you on the radio, if they can at this time on this station, or via the podcast. And again, to get the podcast, just go to my website, godisministry.org. That's godisministry.org, and you'll find all of them right there at the center of the homepage. Do that, and then join us again tomorrow as we continue to discover that God is our confidence. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.